জয় নিতাই, জয় গৌর, জয় শ্রী রাধে। আমরা নিত্য প্রতি শ্রবণ করে আসছি শ্রী শ্রী বৃহৎ
We're daily hearing from Brihad Bhagavatamrita. What is its topic? Parikshit Maharaj. He was hearing Srimad Bhagavat Katha. And in this way, he has reached the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He didn't have more time. And by getting the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam, he was able to give up the illusion of material existence. He sat at the banks of Mother Ganga, turning his face towards the north. At that time, his mother Uttara has come. She is the mother of Parikshit Maharaj. And she has inquired. She said, "Oh, my dear son, today you're going to leave me. I'm your mother. And you have heard from your Gurudev. You have heard the divine Harikatha. So whatever knowledge you have gained, and by that knowledge you were able to give up the illusion of material existence." So his mother inquired from him to gain the knowledge. He has answered to his mother, "Oh, my mother, you are very knowledgeable. And Mother Uttara Devi, she has answered, "You have learned from your Gurudev. You have learned from your Gurudev about Srimad Bhagavatam Katha. So whatever you learned, you please teach me that." Parikshit Maharaj, he has learned from his guru, Srila Shukadev Goswami. He has heard from him Srimad Bhagavatam. And now he has explained the essence of all the Srimad Bhagavatam Katha to his mother, and that is Brihad Bhagavatamritam. So that is the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. That is Sri Brihad Bhagavatamritam. Brihad Bhagavatamrita is the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this year during Damodar Vrata, Kartik month, we are hearing from these books, second canto. Gop Kumar, he has gained divine Gopal mantra from his Gurudev. And by chanting it, he has reached whatever abode he has desired. Not only that he has reached those abodes, But for two times on this earth, he has become a king. Then further on, he went to Svarga. And then he thought, it would be nice if I become the king of all devatas, Indra. Then he would be able to worship the Lord directly. So by chanting the japa, step by step, he has reached Maharlok, Taparlok, Satyalok. He has gained Vrindavan, he has reached Vrindavan again, and from there Vaikunthalok. And even reaching Vaikunthalok, he was not peaceful. Why? Because Vaikuntha is the abode of opulence. And Gop Kumar, he couldn't gain the ultimate peace there. At that time, Gop Kumar has met Narad Muni. So we are hearing about these topics step by step. So earlier we have heard that the Lord is present in this world in his deity form. And Naradji, he has explained that these forms of the Lord are Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha, they're eternal, full of knowledge and bliss, as the Lord himself. And in this way, the Lord is accepting the service of the devotees. He's fulfilling the desires of his devotees to serve him. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, you're not just a statue, you are the Lord himself. The deity forms of the Lord are made from varieties of the items, stone, iron, sand, and painting, etc. So if someone is considering the Lord to be just a statue made of stone, then that is greatest offense. And they're going to reach the hell by such hellish mentality. And not only that Lord Jagannath, his wooden form is Satchit Ananda, but any form of the Lord is Satchit Ananda, eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. We shouldn't just call it Vigraha as a form of the Lord, but Sri Vigraha, it meaning divine form of the Lord. It is Satchit Ananda Moy. It is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss, as the Lord himself. So we are hearing about these topics step by step. So hearing about these topics, Gop Kumar has again developed desire in his heart to have darshan of his worshipable deity, Srimad Angopal. Gop Kumar, filled with divine feelings, he started crying, remembering his Lord, Madan Gopal. And he has told to Narad Muni, hey Muni, he Gop Kumar expressed to Narad Muni his desire to worship his dearest worshipable deity Madan Gopal in Vrindavan. And he has asked Narad Muni for his advice. Even if Lord Narayan and Mother Lakshmi would take the forms of Shri Radha Krishna, still his heart, Gop Kumar's heart, was not peaceful. Because although they took forms of Shri Radha Krishna, still the mood, the loving mood of Radha Krishna was not manifested through Lakshmi and Narayan. Once Gop Kumar had the chance to embrace Lord Krishna in Vrindavan. At that time, Gop Kumar, filled with prem, purest love for Krishna, he has fainted. Once experiencing the darshan of the Lord in Vrindavan, Gop Kumar was overwhelmed with such feelings and he was inquiring for Narad Muni. He was asking Narad Muni for his advice to make some arrangement to help him. And Narad Muni answered, sitting here in Vaikuntha and glorifying some other form of the Lord, it's not proper. But because you are very dear devotee of the Lord, this is why I'm speaking to you in this way about those further topics. You do one thing. From here, from Vaikuntha, you go to Ayodhya Dham. It's not far away from Vaikuntha. More divine than Vaikuntha Dham is Ayodhya Dham. You will get peace by reaching Ayodhya Dham. Going to Ayodhya, Narad Muni was advising, instructing Gop Kumar, you should chant these mantras. Narad Muni was instructing Gop Kumar about chanting the names of Lord Ramachandra, his variety of names, as the dearest one of Sita, the Lord of Hanuman, etc. So in this way, Narad Muni instructed Gop Kumar, you go to Ayodhya. So Gop Kumar was asking, does he need to take also blessing from Lord Narayan? And Narad Muni answered that no, it's not required. Gop Kumar has been told that Lord Narayan and Mother Lakshmi, along with their associates, they have left somewhere and no one knows when, according to the Lord's desires, his divine works, they will come back. So So Narad Muni further told to Gop Kumar that the fact that I have appeared and I'm now instructing you, you should accept that as the Lord's blessing itself. I came to you, I've spoken to you, and that was only possible by the blessing of the Lord, by the sweet desire of the Lord. So in this way, chanting the kirtan of Lord Ramachandra, Gop Kumar has reached Ayodhya Dham. When he have reached Ayodhya, he has seen lots of monkeys, many, many monkeys jumping here and there. These monkeys are associates of Lord Ramachandra. They are not ordinary monkeys. They were jumping from one tree to the other. And while jumping, they were doing Ram Nam. They were chanting the kirtan of Lord Ramachandra's name. From one branch to another branch, they were jumping while chanting the names of Lord Ramachandra. So by chanting the mantra that his Gurudev gave to him, and also further chanting the names of Lord Ramachandra, Gop Kumar has reached Ayodhya. Goswami Pad has explained that Vaikuntha, Dwaraka, Ayodhya, Mathura, Golok. They're all divine dhams, but each of them is a little bit different, and the topmost of them is Golok Dham. To reach Vaikuntha, there is no need for any special type of sadhana. As when going to America, also, there is no need for any special practice or sadhana. So there was no need for any special kind of tapasya for Gop Kumar. Similarly, to reach Ayodhya, Gop Kumar didn't do any extraordinary sadhana for that. So when reaching Ayodhya, he has seen all these monkeys. They were not ordinary mantras. They were not ordinary monkeys. And Gop Kumar, he himself, he was a cowherd boy. So when the monkeys have seen the nice dress of Gop Kumar, they came close to him and they started pulling his dress. They were thinking he has such a nice dress. One monkey was looking, and the other one came even closer, pulling Gop Kumar's cloth. He also wanted to see it closely. Then the monkeys have seen that Gop Kumar has a flute. They've asked what it is, and Gop Kumar explained, it's a flute, and the monkeys asked him to play it. So one by one monkeys, they were embracing Gop Kumar.
সাথে করে নিয়ে অযোধ্যা পুরীর ভেতরে প্রবেশ।
So all these monkeys surrounding Gopkumar Dev took him to the inner portions of Ayodhya, of the city of Ayodhya. It's not possible to describe the divine nature of Ayodhya. Gopkumar himself, he has told, when he is describing his own history to Matur Brahmana, to Brahmana who has worshipped Kamaka Devi, the Brahmana from Mathura, that instead of the wealth, he has gained the greatest wealth of Gopal Mantra. So by the instructions of Mother Kamaka Devi, he has reached Vrindavan Dham. So, as we have heard earlier, Gopkumar was narrating whole history of his life to the Brahmana, how from one personality he was sent to another personality. How one poor Brahmana, he was sent to further worship the Lord at the kingdom, etc. So there in Ayodhya, as monkeys took Gopkumar to the inner portions of Ayodhya city, Gopkumar, he could have seen Sugriv and other associates of Lord Ramachandra. Bharatji, Shatrughna, the brothers of Lord Ramachandra. Seeing Bharat, he looked very similar to Lord Ramachandra. Gopkumar thought that this must be Lord Ramachandra, and he started glorifying him. Gopkumar has sang the prayers, glorifications of Lord Ramachandra in a wonderful way. And Bharatji, he could understand that this cowherd boy is glorifying Lord Ramachandra himself. Shatrughnaji, Bharatji, they are at the same time also dedicated servants of Lord Ramachandra. So when Gopkumar was glorifying Lord Ramachandra, standing in front of Bharatji and further on offering obeisances to him, then Bharatji started chanting the names of Lord Ramachandra himself. O Ram, O Ram. He was explaining to Gopkumar, I'm not Lord Ramachandra himself, I'm his servant. It's very essential for the Vaishnava, for a devotee to be humble. That is the essential quality.
Anek bhadrotake manthan korle por
So with such a humble mood, one is able to further become Vaishnava. The person that is not humble won't be able to become a devotee, to become Vaishnava. Scriptures are explaining that it's not possible to become Vaishnava without being humble, truthful. So from Bharatji we can learn so much. Bharatji told, "Hey cowherd boy, please don't speak like that. If you would speak like that and I would listen to you, it would be great offense on my side, on my part." At that time, Hanumanji entered. While Gop Kumar was offering humble obeisances to Hanumanji, Hanumanji embraced him. At that time, Gop Kumar could recognize Lord Ramachandra sitting at the divine Simhasan, the lion's seat. Further of his associates were surrounding him. Jambavan was there, different ministries, all the residents of Ayodhya. And Lord Ramachandra was instructing them. Because those who are having a simple heart, honest, truthful heart, they are very dear to the Lord. And Lord Ramachandra was speaking to his dear devotees. Those who are not honest, who are not humble, they won't be ever able to reach the Lord. So Lord Ramachandra was having a very beautiful divine form, and his Madhurya was visible through this beautiful form that now Gop Kumar was having the darshan of. So Gop Kumar, while he was offering obeisances, folded hands, standing in front of the Lord, overwhelmed with such divine feelings of love towards the Lord, he has fainted. When he came back to consciousness, Gop Kumar has seen that Hanumanji was not there by his side anymore. Looking for Hanumanji, Gop Kumar has seen him close by Lord Ramachandra's side, fanning him. Hanumanji was fanning Lord Ramachandra. And in this way, Gop Kumar has seen Hanumanji serving Lord Ramachandra in varieties of the ways, pressing, massaging his lotus feet, etc. As many qualities that are seen, nice, good qualities that are seen in this world, Hanumanji is embodying them all. He's such a dear servant of the Lord. In varieties of the ways, Hanumanji is serving Lord Ramachandra. He was qualified serving Lord Ramachandra in varieties of the ways. He would serve his dearest Lord in varieties of the ways. Sometimes he would hold umbrella above him, fanning him, and all these further varieties of the services he was doing for Lord Ramachandra. In Ramcharitmanasa, we have heard about the glories of Hanumanji, how qualified he was in the service of his dearest Lord. And Gop Kumar was thinking himself that he himself has heard from Ramcharitmanas about Hanumanji, and he was overwhelmed with happiness that now he could have the darshan of such a dear servant of the Lord as Hanumanji is. What does service mean? It means happiness. Service means happiness. There is serving to sadhus, to guru, and the service means giving happiness, not hardships. Service means giving pleasure, serving for someone's pleasure. This is the meaning of service. So serving someone means doing something that's pleasing that person, that gives happiness to that worshipped person. So Hanumanji is such a great example of a servant. There were instances when no one else couldn't do some of the services, particular service, but then Hanumanji would be there. He has saved Sita Devi. There was instance when he was holding Lakshmanji and further ones, and holding them, he flew. So in very the most wonderful ways, he was serving the Lord in varieties of the services. Seeing Gop Kumar, Lord Ramachandra has called Gop Kumar. He has told to Gop Kumar, "You're offering obeisances to me, but there is no need. You come close to me." Hanumanji took Gop Kumar, who was shyly standing. Hanumanji took him close to Lord Ramachandra. Lord Ramachandra has given blessings to Gop Kumar. He was bestowing his divine hand upon Gop Kumar, and again he was telling, "Hey Gop Kumar, hey Gop Kumar, I was waiting for you to come to me for such a long time." Lord is loving everyone. Why? Because we are all parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. In a similar way as in this world, Father is loving his son, his child. Even when sometimes the child is not following instructions of mother and father are still considering the child to be their own. So in a similar way, each of the jivas, the souls, are coming from the Lord. They are parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. And in this way, Lord Ramachandra bestowed his mercy upon Gop Kumar. He has told him, I was waiting for you for such a long time. So all the jivas, all the souls are the children of the Lord. And the Lord is desiring, as those parents having a child. In a similar way, the Lord himself is desiring that all his children are well. But why then we are experiencing difficulties and not being happy sometimes? That is because of the reactions for our activities, because of our karma. Why do we experience difficulties and why are we not happy in this world? Because whatever we have, the wealth, etc., we are not engaging in Lord's service, but we are engaging it in serving ourselves or only our family, our children. It's natural that the parents are serving their children, etc. That's natural. That these are the duties of this world, material duties. But what is the real dharma, the real nature, eternal nature of the living entity is to serve the Lord. Whatever wealth we have, we should engage it in a service of the Lord. Besides the duties related to this material world, family, etc., there the divine activities of the divine nature of the soul to serve the Supreme Lord. And then the soul, the jeev, won't be in distress, but will experience happiness in service of the Lord. So, being engaged in only material activities, the living entity experiencing the difficulties and distress in the ocean of material nature. So, Lord Ramachandra was welcoming Gop Kumar and telling him that he was waiting for him for such a long time. And he has asked, blessed Gop Kumar to stay in Ayodhya for a long, long time, which Gop Kumar did.
Vaikunthe,
all the servants of the Lord in Vaikuntha, they are thus the servants of the Lord, Lord Narayan, Lord Vishnu. Also in Ayodhya Dham, all the servants of Lord Ramachandra, they are also thus, they are also servant of the Lord. But only in the service of Lord Krishna, his devotees can be in varieties of the moods. Some are his das servant, some are his sakha, his friends. Some are in parental mood, and some are in madhur, the highest loving mood towards the Lord. So whatever the devotees of Lord Krishna desire, be that they consider the Lord to be their friend, to be like their child, to be in the highest intimate loving relationship with the Lord, Lord Krishna is giving opportunity to his devotees to love him, serve him in all these varieties of relationships. Some are considering Lord Krishna to be their, like their child. Some as their husband, etc. So Gop Kumar was remembering his relationship with his worshipable Lord Madan Gopal, who would embrace him, sit together with him, kiss him even, in such a friendly mood. So again, being for a long time in Ayodhya, Gop Kumar couldn't gain complete peace. He was remembering his dearest Lord Madan Gopal and his loving relationship with him. Because of that, Gop Kumar couldn't be completely happy, not even in Ayodhya. So Lord Ramachandra has told to Gop Kumar, "Oh, my dear Gop Kumar, I know how you are feeling. You are dear devotee of Lord Krishna. But don't worry, you go further to Dvaraka Dham. There Lord Shri Krishna is staying. Lord Ramachandra has instructed Jambavan, "Hey Jambavan, you take Gop Kumar, you take him to Dvaraka Dham." Jambavan, along with Gop Kumar, he went to Dvaraka Dham. In this way, Jambavan has accompanied Gop Kumar to Dvaraka. In this way, Jambavan has told to Gop Kumar, "Now Gop Kumar, you go further on into Dvaraka Dham." Gop Kumar could see a young boys, Yadavas. He has seen Brahmanas doing service there. Gop Kumar, He was a young boy. So he asked those young boys of Yadu dynasty, he was asking these Yadu family boys who were so happy to see him, to see these cowherd boy from Vraja coming to their abode of Dvaraka. They were so amused seeing Gop Kumar as dressed as a cowherd boy having a flute. So they've asked Gop Kumar to play flute for them. And they were blissful hearing Gop Kumar, seeing him, having his association. So further on, we will hear about this divine katha in continuation. So by tomorrow, we are putting today's katha to rest.
Premanande Hari Hari Bol Sri Sri Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran Ki Jai Sri Vedavyas Bhagavan Ki Jai Shukadev Goswami Pad Ki Jai Parikshit Maharaj Ki Jai Sri Brihat Bhagavatamrita Ki Jai Srila Sanatan Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai Mata Uttara Devi Ki Jai Sri Gop Kumar Ki Jai Damodar Vrata Ki Jai Vratakari Samasta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Ekadashi Maharani Ki Jai Apan Apan Sri Guru Maharaj Ki Jai Samagato Samasta Bhakta Mandali Ki Jai 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 Sri Radhe Shyam Nitai Gaur Hari Ma.